95.3 Gorilla.
Monday morning.
Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
Wake up. Let's go. Time to start the day. Time to get up.
Are we doing this again?
Why are we doing this again?
Absolutely not. We're not doing this again.
Do you have a better idea?
Why, yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
Going back to sleep.
I'm going back to sleep.
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
You've got a show to put on.
Let's do it.
Okay, showtime.
So much going on. It's Freedom Week on 95.3 Gorilla. Welcome in. Yeah, so much is happening this week. Biloxi Shuckers tickets. More tickets. The Mississippi Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Those are coming up on the Throwback Lunch all week this week with Alyssa. And we're partying. We're getting ready for America 250. So many great events up and down the coast this week. Going to tell you about all of them on the way. It's 95.3 Gorilla. Hang on.
95.3 Gorilla. Mornings with Ryan Gavin.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Today we're talking about splurging, but specifically spending money when you don't have any money to spend. Yep, that's our question of the day today. If you're kind of low on cash, if you're low on coin, if the budget's a little tight, what are you still spending money on that you probably shouldn't be? That's the question. My answer, I'm a big movie nerd. You probably know this about me. I'm a big film nut. I love to shop for, like, you know, Blu-rays, DVDs, physical media. None of that streaming stuff. None of that's real. That's what I do. Now, my partner, I would say that she spends money on the pets like crazy. All the new toys and all the treats and all that stuff. That's what she's dropping coin on if we're a little tight in the budget. What about you, though? What's something that you're still going to spend money on even if the budget's a little tight?
Well, something I'll always spend money on is my coffee drinks, and I'm a smoker, so I'll smoke cigarettes, and I always make sure I have money for that.
Yeah, I gotta feed the habit. I'm the same way with coffee, so I definitely feel you there on the coffee. I know how that goes, especially in the summer. Gotta have my ice dunks. Gotta do it. Gotta do it. Who's next?
Probably parts on my car.
Parts on the car. What's it not done yet?
Yeah.
You gotta keep building it, huh?
Yep.
See, I buy completed cars. When I buy a car, my cars are done. How about you? What's something you're spending a ton of money on when you might not have a lot of cash floating around?
Oh, that's real easy. I make sure my pets have all the food and litter box.
Sure.
I make sure they're fed and they can go to the bathroom.
Fed, watered, treats, happy. How many cats you got?
I have three of them.
Oh, dude, I could never do three. I have two, and two is too many. I could never do three.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
The BET Awards were last night. Lizzo covered Lauryn Hill's doo-wop with Rhapsody. This was a great performance. And Cardi B, one of the highlights of the night, accepting the award for Best Female Hip Hop Artist.
Thank you so much for this award. This award means so much to me. Three babies laid up, put the album out, honey. Yes, I overcame my fear, my anxiety, and I put it out.
It's a good life lesson right there from Cardi. Face those fears. Taylor Swift got a huge boo. Massive boos in Nashville, of all places. This is wild. This was the final Alan Jackson concert in Nashville. He's on his farewell tour with his final show. And she recorded a video message for him for his farewell concert. And listened to the crowd when she came up on the screen.
Hey, Alan. It's Taylor. I just want to say thank you for your decades of unbelievable songwriting and your performances and the ways that you've given so much to us, the fans. I think my favorite song of yours is Drive because...
Wow, that is absolutely brutal. That crowd is not into Taylor Swift. So I don't know, maybe the myth of Taylor is getting broken a little bit. I think she's been what we call oversaturated in the media. I think we need to lay off the Taylor coverage because people clearly weren't digging that at Alan Jackson's last show. Justin Bieber made a surprise appearance at the NHL draft over the weekend, drafting Gavin McKenna to the Maple Leafs, Bieber's home team. Listen.
Mr. McKenna, we would like to draft you to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
And if you've ever wondered if the axiom of, you know, talent skips a generation is true, well, this might be your proof. Chet Hanks is starring in a Morning After Pill campaign in which he raps about the Morning After Pill.
My ex-girl left me for a dude without a penny. Now I'm rocking with fine. That's you. Off to Judy, we got plenty.
Oh, man. There's your Showbiz Buzz today.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
This is Colin Hay from Men at Work. On a hippie trip. trailhead full of stuff. Going down under with Colin. He turned 73 today. I met a strange lady. Nicole Scherzinger is turning 48 today. On this day, June 29th, back in 1985, Bowie and Jagger, that's David and Mick, recorded a version of Dancing in the Street from 1965. Kind of one of those covers lost to time, you know? Haven't heard that one much recently in the last, I don't know, 40 years, 42 years. On this date back in 1968, Tiptoe Through the Tulips With Me by Tiny Tim peaked at number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, but now it's finding new life on TikTok. Here it is. Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that's where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. You know, that's kind of like the magic of the internet. All these old songs are coming back again. And today, June 29th, is National Camera Day. That's Paul and Kodachrome singing about that film stock. All right, there you go. There's your Flashback Freakout today. It's Monday, June 29th, 2026. Have a wonderful day today.